Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's the 17th anniversary of Pete Sepp's joining us as an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Pete Sepp, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you.
17
this
years.
Always on my mind.
How about that? Well, it's great to have you for 17 years. Thank you for all the hard work you've been doing all these years at NTU and sharing the work that you do here with us. Giving us these outstanding reports, and so we just want to recognize you for 17 great years.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move over and talk about taxpayers' rights. There's a new project in front of the IRS. Tell us about that.
Yes, in fact, the taxpayer advocate, Nina Olson, she holds a statutory position in the IRS, as someone who's supposed to be sort of a watchdog, or to use another animal analogy, a canary in the coal mine,
mm-hmm.
saying things, giving an annual report to Congress about the biggest problems facing taxpayers. She actually advocated and put into place administratively a new taxpayer bill of rights. Well, it's good, it's a fine initiative, but there needs to be, I think, stronger statutory protections enacted by Congress, not just put into place
through
the bureaucracy. Well, she's talking about things like you have the right to impartial service, you have the right to have your facts and circumstances considered when you have a collection issue
mm-hmm.
with the IRS. Facts and circumstances is an important legal term. What that basically means is some administrative leeway so that a case officer can look at somebody's financial situation, or perhaps if it's a small business, look at their cash flow and say, well, wait a minute, this is not somebody trying to evade taxes. They're having
mm-hmm.
trouble making a payment. Let's get an installment agreement in place
mm-hmm.
so that the business can remain whole while they're working through a tax issue. You know, those are the kinds of things that they don't sound as big and bold and sexy in the idea factory sense where, oh, we're going to slash the top tax rate, we're going to broaden the base, we're going to make a tax form fit on the size of a postcard. Those are important, but there are also everyday administrative problems in the IRS that we could fix fairly easily with enough bipartisan consensus to make people's lives a lot less difficult when they're dealing with a tax.
So you're saying take her work and add some more practical solutions to it and turn it into legislation.
Yes, and there is a bill, the Small Business Taxpayer Bill of Rights, S-949, that does a lot of this. And one of the things that I am particularly excited about, and small business owners should be too, is that in this legislation there's a new process created for basically third-party arbitration. You wouldn't necessarily have to go through court, hire a lawyer, go to incredible expense to resolve, you know, an issue involving maybe $5,000-$10,000 worth of taxes. You could actually use alternative dispute resolution.
Hmm.
I think that would be a fantastic thing.
I think so, too.
I mean, small business owners...
I wonder how many small business owners, though, would be fear of retribution. Would fear retribution for doing something like that.
Yeah, a lot of them would. And maybe
with cause.
Well, yes, because, you know, the calculation that a lot of small business owners face, the average recommended tax for a small business owner with, you know, medium cash flow, we're talking about, say, $250,000 a year business, roughly, the average recommended tax after an audit is a little under $9,000, according to IRS
mm-hmm.
statistics, in that bracket. Well, when you're a business owner and you're thinking to yourself, okay, even if I'm right and I think I could prevail, it'll cost me more than that
right.
just to be able to be proven right in
right.
court. between hiring an auditor of your own to help you sort out your finances, maybe even a tax litigator. Those folks run $300 an hour and up.
Well, and not only that, but the other thing is, by the time if you lose, your interest and penalty could be that much.
Yes,
just the interest and penalty.
So. That's right.
That stuff gets out of hand quickly. What are we doing about all the people who've had their money taken away from them by the IRS, and the IRS won't give it back, even though they basically stole their money?
Yes, you know that they're using the civil asset forfeiture laws,
yep.
and this notion that, well, if you're dealing with large amounts of cash as a business, you must be hiding something. Well, there are plenty of businesses deal in cash every day on a perfectly legitimate basis. In fact, I'd say 99.5% of them.
Well, and these people have had their money taken away from them. The IRS has been proven that the IRS had no right to it, but the IRS still won't give it back. Or when they talk about giving it back, they say, well, we're just going to give you a portion of it back. Well, I don't understand that, Pete.
Yes, it's like we were wrong, but we still want half the money anyway. That's outrageous.
How has that happened in America, Pete?
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Why isn't there a congressional delegation all over this? Are they afraid of the IRS too?
You know, I've asked that of the Oversight Committee staff, and they are upset. They want some kind of remedy taken, and I say, well, put this to the top of the list. Yes, it's horrible that many nonprofit organizations got audited arbitrarily. That came out in hearings last week. But, you know, these are everyday profit-making folks who are contributing to the economy.
That's
they need their money back.
That's right. That's exactly right. It belongs to them. Give it back to them. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassing again. Pete Seff and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.